two holes on it, and you do it the same way you do a fireplace. Put your lighter pan in there to start it, and yoke on top of it.
And the smoke
goes up the stack. He had about an 5, 6 inch, or 8 inch round pipe that run on out with a spark deflector on it. And in the pipe itself, you had the draft lever there you control your fire with.
Yeah.
He still got it. He cleaned it up, paints it every year, and we take it up to hunting camp and use it in our cook shed. That's all we use for cooking, up there with. It'll burn you out of there, too. It gets hot fast.
Yeah. What would you sharpen your axe on, or something like that?
Well, Daddy had a great big round stone that he used on his axe. And,
the ones that would turn around?
Yeah. I don't know what happened with it. But, wasn't long after that, about all I remember him using is a big file.
Yeah.
But he did, a long time ago, had a stone.
And, if you ever had a bar load, you keep that sharp on?
Oh, he got a little wet rock to carry around with.
Yeah.
And all of us still carry him around. I've got a hunting knife that I carry with me. I've got the wet rock right in there with the case. When you're skinning out them squirrels or skinning up a cow or something, don't take long, get dull. You just take it out and lick it a couple of times, you're sharp, ready to go.
Is that true? You got it. Okay. Can you, let's see, how old were you when you got your first, can you drive?
Yeah. How long I got my first car?
Yeah.
Well, in my family, there wasn't no such thing as getting a car until you graduated. And if we went out on dates or anything like that, Mama usually took us and picked up the girlfriend, you know, the date. Took us to the dance, the chaperone, and after the dance, she took the girl back. I never did get a car until I got out of school. Now, my younger brother now, like I said yesterday, he's four.
Yeah.
Daddy's got two trucks and a car. And the old hunting truck, he lets him drive it around now. With, you know, me and my older brother, we didn't go through that. In high school, I think they had a driver's education. We got a permit, but still, you didn't get a car until after you got out of high school.
Okay.
And even then, you had to work to save up for the car.
Yeah. Did you ever do your work on your car like your daddy?
Oh yeah. Many times, boy, you get on that Hudson hood, work on that engine. And to this day, I don't take my truck to the shop. I go and get the parts and I put them in. I rebuilt the engine last year myself. Cost too much. You can save 90% of your money if you do it yourself.
Yeah.
Because, your labor is your cost now.
Uh-huh. Do you lubricate your car yourself?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, about every 2,000 miles, something like that, I take, change the oil, the filter, and put points, plugs in it, and I got a grease gun. I found it out in the woods, some logger left it out there, and I'll grease it myself.
Okay. When you used to work in the barn, you'd get your hands all, you always, when you're working with things like that, got your hands.
You get them all dirty, yeah.
Agreed.
Mainly we do it in the barn now. About every Saturday we'd have to take the wheelbarrow to flat shovel and get in there and shovel the manure out. We had a manure pile. We stacked the manure.
Yeah.
And like every spring now, before we turn the ground on and got it ready, we spread that manure out in the garden, see? And then you turn it under with your saw.
Yeah. What did you,